Glenn Miller and his business partner, Randall Saison, bought their 17th century home on Esplanade Avenue in 1998.
Of course, this is our dining room. We've got an 11-foot oak dining table. We do a sit-down breakfast daily.
At first, Glenn and Randall were thinking about running a bed and breakfast just as a side project to supplement their income. But soon after they were up and running, Glenn lost his job. For the past 17 years, he's been the full-time innkeeper at the H&H Whitney House.
Okay, so we're upstairs now, and this is our premium suite. We call this our solarium suite. It's a deluxe accommodation.
Just a few blocks down the road, Ken Vogt and his wife April have been renting out the old servants' quarters behind their house since February of this year. They do it through Airbnb.
So this is it's fairly small. It's only 500, maybe 550 square feet. So there's a lot crammed into a small space, but it does its job.
Ken and April are landlords for several apartments around the city. When they decided to renovate the old servants' quarters behind their house, it looked like the renovation was going to cost a lot more than they had expected. So instead of renting it as a regular apartment to a long-term tenant, they fixed it up with Airbnb guests in mind. This meant they could make a lot more from the rent, but it also meant a lot more day-to-day work.
Short-term rentals, more work. When the guests that are here now leave, you know, I have to clean the whole unit, which, you know, takes me about an hour and a half to 2 hours.
But the couple says it's worth it. They make about three times as much money from their Airbnb unit as they would from monthly rent. April is expecting a baby, and with the extra income from Airbnb, she hopes she won't have to return to work. Plus, Ken says it's fun. He says their favorite thing about Airbnb is meeting all the different types of people that come through.
The people that stand out to me the most were our first round of guests that we had. It was a week or two before Mardi Gras, which was a really cool time of the year. And we all went on a second line together. We had an Endymion party that they came to. We ended up randomly running into them at Bufa's one night. So we ended up hanging out a lot.
A lot of people argue that this type of experience is unique to Airbnb, an online community that's considered part of the so-called sharing economy. The thinking is that by signing up for Airbnb, the hosts and guests are like-minded, and their connection is special. But that relationship with guests is what motivates traditional B&B operators, too.
Sorry, I'm just finishing up.
The morning I visited Glenn at the Whitney House, I caught him just after breakfast.
I'm just kind of cleaning up some of the pans and orange juice pitchers and things of that nature. We had omelets this morning. I had a nice little chat. I have a couple from Switzerland with us.
Glenn's guest, Pascal, said she and her friend Max came to New Orleans just to get a sense of the city. They found the Whitney House online.
You don't feel like in a hotel. It's really friendly and calm, and you meet the other people. Yeah, it's really cool.
When it comes to applying for a bed and breakfast permit, there are a lot of codes and restrictions. One of the major requirements is that owners must live on the premises.
I have a room just off the dining room. I have a little bed and a little office space. And usually innkeepers have the very smallest space, the very messiest space.
Down the street, Kenneth and April live on the same property as their Airbnb, too. And Ken thinks that should be required. The couple even tried to get a regular B&B license. But because the servants' quarters they rent is detached from the rest of their house, it technically counts as a secondary dwelling. In New Orleans, you can't get a B&B permit for a secondary dwelling, so they were denied. Glenn from the Whitney House says a lot of the requirements around traditional B&Bs don't make sense. He understands why people would go the unlicensed route. He says the laws need fixing.
We should all be pursuing the legal route. And granted, the city does not make it easy. City Hall does not make it easy. We're trying to get the city to streamline the process to make it easier.
If you go strictly by the numbers, Ken's Airbnb is in direct competition with the nearby Whitney House. Ken charges $85 a night for a single unit that sleeps four people. Rooms at the Whitney House start at $125. Glenn's not opposed to the competition. He just wants an even playing field.
A lot of people think that these innkeepers want to stamp them out and curb their business, and that's the furthest thing from the truth. We've been pushing all along to have these properties licensed and regulated.
So, in the mighty battle of B&B versus Airbnb, both sides seem to want the same thing. Clear rules. May the best in win. For WWNO, I'm Nina Feldman.